flurry of action in high-profile cases. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just moments ago, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin losing her libel lawsuit against the New York Times. A jury rejecting her claim that the paper maliciously damaged her reputation by falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. Also, just getting word that a judge approves a settlement between Britain's Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre, who accused him of sexual abuse, which he still denies. And earlier today, families of nine of the children and adults killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting reach a settlement with gunmaker Remington. Attorney Josh Koskoff appealing to other gun manufacturers to help prevent gun violence.
The ask here is very humble. What can you do? What can you do? How can you help? How can you help fix this? Everybody else is trying.
The lawsuit against Remington focused on the marketing of the gun used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. President Biden just about to offer an update on the tensions with Russia over Ukraine. Earlier, he delivered a message to county leaders across the U.S. Start spending federal dollars on infrastructure projects.
President Biden told a National Association of Counties meeting not to wait for the money to flow following the passage of infrastructure legislation, to get going now.
You can use the resources from the American Rescue Plan now. You're going to need welders, pipe fitters, advanced manufacturers ready to take on those jobs.
The president acknowledged current inflationary pressures, but said his Build Back Better plan would alleviate rising costs.
My plan, the cost of child care for working families, will cost 7% of your income, no more. And that helps millions of parents, especially women, get back to work.
The president's Build Back Better plan passed the House, but has stalled in the Senate.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The list of House Democrats deciding not to seek re-election keeps getting longer.
New York Democrat Kathleen Rice will not run for a fifth term in the U.S. House, saying in a statement, elected officials must know when it's time to allow others to serve. Rice has represented the Long Island District since 2015. She now becomes the 30th House Democrat to opt against re-election this year. That is more than twice the number of House Republicans who are not running. Polling suggests Republicans are favored to win back control of the House in November's midterm, needing to flip only five seats to become the majority. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Houston police say a man who had just been robbed at an ATM opened fire in an effort to stop his attacker, but instead shot a 9-year-old girl in a truck driving nearby. She's in critical condition. The man's facing criminal charges. Houston officials announced a $44 million plan to fight rising violent crime this month. Less than a week ago, another 9-year-old was shot and wounded during a road rage attack. A police crime lab in California under scrutiny accused by the San Francisco DA of using DNA profiles from rape victims to try to identify suspects in other crimes.
Attorney Mary Alexander specializes in sexual assault cases.
I think that it is an improper use. I think that it's going to have a chilling effect on women coming forward.
The DA says a woman was recently arrested for a property crime based on her years-old rape kit DNA. He says the practice could be unconstitutional. Alexander agrees.
It is potentially an illegal search and seizure and using her DNA in an improper manner.
Police Chief Bill Scott says he's ordering an investigation, and if the allegations are true, he'll end the practice. CJ Papa, Fox News.
An hour to the close, a rally. The Dow's up 408. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.